Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Israel, What Went Wrong? Is a work of political history and moral analysis by Omer Bartov, an Israeli-American historian best known for scholarship on the Holocaust, genocide, and modern war. The book examines how Zionism, originally framed by many of its adherents as a project of Jewish emancipation after European persecution, became in the Israeli state a governing ideology increasingly associated with ethno-national exclusion, occupation, and violence against Palestinians. Bartov combines historical interpretation, genocide studies, legal and ethical questions, after and elements of personal reflection drawn from his upbringing in Israel and service in the Israel Defense Forces. Its purpose is not to offer a neutral diplomatic chronology of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but to explain the deeper historical, ideological, and social processes that led Israel to its present crisis, including accusations of war crimes and genocide in Gaza. The book is aimed at readers seeking a rigorous account of Zionism, memory, state power, and moral responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Zionism from Jewish emancipation to state-centered ethno-nationalism, a central concern of Israel, what went wrong? Is the transformation of Zionism from a movement associated with Jewish liberation into a state ideology defined by territorial control and ethnic hierarchy? Bartov does not treat Zionism as a single fixed doctrine. Instead, he emphasizes its historical development, including its roots in European anti-Semitism, Jewish vulnerability, and the desire for collective security. This framing matters because it allows him to distinguish between the emancipatory aspirations that animated parts of early Zionist thought and the coercive consequences of building a Jewish state in a land already inhabited by Palestinians. The book argues that the creation and consolidation of Israel produced a structural contradiction between democratic self-understanding and preferential sovereignty for one national group. Over time, especially through occupation, settlement expansion, and security politics, that contradiction became harder to contain. Bartov presents this shift as a political and moral process rather than an inevitable destiny. The importance of this argument lies in its refusal to explain present violence only through immediate events. It asks readers to examine how ideals of refuge and self-determination can become mechanisms of exclusion when tied to state power, demography, and permanent military dominance. Secondly, the Shoah and the Nakba as linked foundations of national memory. Bartov places the Holocaust and the Palestinian Nakba in the same historical frame without equating their scale, causes, or meanings. His point is that the two events became formative traumas for two peoples whose histories were bound together by the creation of Israel in 1948. The Holocaust helped generate international legitimacy for a Jewish national home and shaped Israeli Jewish identity around survival, vulnerability, and the fear of annihilation. The Nakba, the displacement and dispossession of Palestinians during the same founding period, became central to Palestinian national consciousness and to the ongoing experience of statelessness, exile, and occupation. By treating these memories as historically intertwined, Bartov challenges narratives that isolate one trauma while denying or minimizing the other. This is analytically important because collective memory affects political judgment. If Israeli society understands itself only through victimhood, it may interpret Palestinian resistance or international criticism as existential threat rather than as responses to dispossession and domination. Conversely, ignoring Jewish historical trauma prevents a full understanding of Israeli fears. Bartov uses this dual memory framework to show how unresolved histories can harden identities, narrow moral imagination, and sustain conflict across generations. Thirdly, genocide studies and the legal meaning of Israel's war in Gaza. Because Bartov is a scholar of genocide and the Holocaust, the book gives special attention to the language of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. He approaches these terms not as rhetorical insults but as legal and analytical categories created after the Second World War to judge extreme state violence. The book is especially concerned with Israel's conduct in Gaza after the Hamas attacks of October 7, 2023, and with the question of how a state founded in the shadow of genocide could come to face credible accusations under the very international legal order shaped by that history. Bartov's analysis turns on the relationship between military action, civilian destruction, official language, intent, and the conditions imposed on a population under siege. He is also attentive to the controversy surrounding the term genocide, particularly when applied to Israel, because it touches deep sensitivities about Jewish history and Holocaust memory. The importance of this topic is that it forces readers to separate emotional identification from legal and moral assessment. Bartov's use of genocide studies gives the book a sharper framework than conventional commentary, while also requiring careful attention to evidence, definitions, and the consequences of impunity. Fourthly, personal witness as a bridge between Israeli society and historical judgment, Israel What Went Wrong, is not only a detached scholarly study. Bartov's own biography gives the book a distinctive position within the literature on Israel and Palestine. He was born on a kibbutz, raised in Tel Aviv, served in the Israel Defense Forces during the Yom Kippur War, and later became a major historian of the German army, the Holocaust, and genocide. This background matters because he writes as someone formed by Israeli institutions and collective memory, not as an outside observer with no personal stake. His personal perspective does not replace historical argument, but it helps explain the moral urgency of the book. Bartov can describe the internal assumptions, fears, and forms of denial within Israeli Jewish society, while also applying the comparative tools of a genocide scholar. And that combination gives his critique unusual force. It is not simply a rejection of Israel from afar, nor a defense of national loyalty against criticism. Instead, the book uses personal experience to ask how citizens, soldiers, scholars, and communities come to normalize violence when it is framed as self-defense, historical necessity, or national survival. Lastly, impunity, public support, and the erosion of democratic responsibility, another major theme is the relationship between state violence, international impunity, and domestic consent. Bartov asks how Israel has been able to sustain policies of occupation, blockade, settlement, and destructive military action while maintaining strong support from many Jewish citizens and significant protection from powerful allies. This is not only a question of diplomacy. It also concerns political culture, how fear, nationalism, historical trauma, media framing, and dehumanization can make harsh policies appear normal or unavoidable. The book links this domestic consensus to the weakening of democratic norms, because a state that rules another people without equal rights must continually limit the moral and political claims of those under its control. International impunity compounds the problem. If legal institutions and allied governments fail to impose consequences, leaders and citizens may conclude that violations carry no meaningful cost. Bartov's argument, therefore, extends beyond Israel. He treats the case as a test of the post-1945 order built around human rights, genocide prevention, and limits on war. The issue is whether those principles apply consistently, including to states with deep historical legitimacy, strategic alliances, and powerful narratives of victimhood. In conclusion, Israel, What Went Wrong, is most relevant for readers who want more than a day-to-day account of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It will interest students of modern Jewish history, Middle Eastern politics, genocide studies, international law, human rights, and the politics of memory. The book offers practical intellectual benefits by clarifying the historical roots of current violence, explaining why legal terms such as genocide and crimes against humanity carry specific weight, and showing how collective trauma can shape state policy and public consent. It may be demanding for readers who expect a diplomatic balancing of all positions, because Bartov writes from a clear, critical standpoint. Its value lies in the seriousness of that standpoint. He combines personal knowledge of Israeli society with long scholarly engagement in Holocaust and genocide research. Compared with many books on Israel and Palestine, it stands out because it connects Zionist history, 1948, occupation, Gaza, Holocaust memory, and international law within a single moral and analytical frame. Rather than treating the crisis as an isolated failure of leadership or a temporary security emergency, Bartov examines the deeper transformation of national ideals under conditions of sovereignty, fear, and domination. That makes the book a significant contribution to current debates about Israel, Palestinians, and the credibility of the post-war human rights order. If you would like to support Omer Bartov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.